California senator, prosecutors, sheriff fighting parole of child sex offender sentenced to 355 years. By Lowell Coffee Law, June 26, 2026. Prosecutors and a California state senator are continuing their fight against a controversial parole board decision to release a convicted child sexual predator sentenced to 355 years in prison by asking the board to rescind its decision. Gregory Vogelsang, 57, was sentenced in 1999 to 355 years to life for sexually assaulting children, some as young as 3 years old. Vogelsang's parole case is scheduled to be heard in a rescission hearing Friday. The Sacramento County District Attorney's Office posted on social media this week, calling for the public to respond if they want to participate in the parole review process. The District Attorney's Office stated in a release, between 1995 and 1997, Vogelsang kidnapped, or attempted to kidnap, and molested six boys aged 5 to 11 years old. In November 2025, Vogelsang was granted early parole under the state's elderly parole program. Following public outcry, Governor Newsom referred this case to the board for on-bank review, requiring the full board to reconsider the case before a final decision is made. At the March 18, 2026, on-bank hearing, the board voted to refer the initial parole grant to a rescission hearing for review. California State Senator Roger Niello, R., also took to social media to call for the board to rescind the parole. The senator also sent a letter to the parole board, opening it with, "There are few more disturbing crimes than those committed against children. I write to urge, respectfully, that the board rescind the grant of parole for Gregory Vogelsang and prioritize the safety of California's communities. Mr. Vogelsang is a repeat child predator whose actions caused immeasurable harm to vulnerable victims and their families," he continued. "The board's responsibility is to protect the public, and releasing an individual with a history of predatory offenses against children creates an unacceptable risk that cannot be ignored. The consequences of a wrong decision in this case are irreversible. If another child becomes a victim, there is no chance to undo that harm," the senator concluded. The Vogelsang case has called into question the elderly parole policy that Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom signed into law in 2020. As Breitbart News reported in March, Vogelsang reportedly didn't completely disavow his carnal urgings regarding children. "When I don't view a child as a sex object, I don't want to become aroused. But I know it's always going to be there," he told the board. He blamed his sexual proclivities on alleged sexual abuse by his father he received as a child. In previous reports, the Sacramento County Sheriff's Office and prosecutors weighed in on the parole matter by detailing some of Vogelsang's crimes against children, posting their news conference on social media and blasting the parole board and the law itself. In one case, a child reported Vogelsang persuaded him to get into his vehicle under the pretense of helping pick out a gift, a sheriff's department investigator said. The child was driven to a residence and repeatedly assaulted despite crying and asking him to stop. Sacramento Sheriff Jim Cooper said, "You don't rehabilitate sex offenders. Mr. Vogelsang belongs in prison for the rest of his life." Breitbart contributor Lowell Caulfield is the author of the New York Times true crime bestseller House of Secrets, which documents one of the worst cases of child sex abuse in U.S. history, and 9 other crime novels and nonfiction titles. See LowellCaulfield.com for more.